Hello, it's WGN Radio, 720 AM, and I'm Wendy Snyder. Bill Leff is off today. In the studio with us right now, the host of Weekend Workbench, which is kicking off season four, he's Saul Zwiedel, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Saul Zwiedel. Hi, Ryan.
Hey there.
And you have brought with you your partner in crime, Sean Bueno.
Yes, our expert handyman, Sean Bueno. Sean, go ahead and introduce yourself.
You just did a perfect job of it. So, Sean Bueno, expert handyman, seen on Weekend Workbench once in a while, sometimes confused with being a co-host, but I'm not. It's just Ryan's the host, and I'm the expert, and everybody's okay with that.
And yes, that's why
he
this
gets
works.
Paid a lot more money than I do, man. He owns his own business. I just wanted to make a note. He's there. He can be hired. So he does a good job. He comes on the show, and he's the only person that's stuck with me since season one. So Sean and I are the only holdovers now going into our fourth season here. So
that shows a lot of faith in you, Ryan, that he believes in you, first of all.
He lets me use a nail gun now. He's like, I'm like his kid. I'm all grown up.
We've actually gone, I mean, the whole premise of the show is it's DIY. So it's like the host is learning from different experts. And the first year, Ryan was pretty nervous around the tools and didn't know a lot of things going on. There was a nice rhythm to the show. But now this year, we actually filmed one segment where he's doing the project.
Yes.
And I'm standing on the sidelines. So, you know, over those 4 years, he's grown a lot, and we're just having fun with it.
And that's what it's about. I've always liked to try DIY stuff, and I bring this up every time you guys are in, but I changed the wax ring on my toilet. That was the first thing, because there was a leak underneath.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, YouTube helps a lot. So I went and did it. And I was nervous, but I figure we have 2.5 baths. This one, it was out of commission, I will tell you, for a couple of weeks because I took my time and did a little on the weekends. But if you can't do it, you can call in the experts. It's that first time you try something, when you accomplish it, that all of a sudden you get the confidence to try something else.
Absolutely. And you hit the nail right on the head with that. And you talked about YouTube. All our segments are on YouTube as well. So, you know, you get them on WGN, you get them on CLTV, and we're pushing about 1 million views on YouTube now with some of our videos, which is really cool. You know, it's no viral cat video or anything like that, but all of it's right there. And then, Sean, we walk you through step by step. We walk you through cost, and we let you know how easy or how hard the project is going to be. So it's really cool.
Are we going to do some myth-busting today? Is that a good idea?
Well, yeah, we brought a list of myths. And, you know, in my background, I deal with people. I'm a general contractor by trade, and I also own a handyman service as well. So we're always coming across different myths that are out there. We've covered a couple of these on the show as well. So, yeah, that'd be a good time to do it.
Yeah, the first myth was that Ryan couldn't work with power tools. So we it took us 2 seasons, but without cutting off a finger. So yeah, we're at 1,000, over 1,000 days without a workplace incident. So we're pretty good, man. Not only is our show informative, but it's safe too. Safety never takes a vacation.
All right. So fourth season is kicking off this weekend.
Yes. Sunday at 11 on WGN, we're going to be doing a before and after episode. It's really cool. Sean's in two of the projects with me. We created a frame chalkboard wall, and then we also have an informative segment, drilling into tile, kitchen tile to be exact, to add some storage to the kitchen. Sean and I did numerous ones like that, and it is something that you need to see, because it is not like drilling into drywall
or
drilling into
wood.
You can ruin it, and then next thing you know, you're going to have to watch our segment down the road installing a new kitchen backsplash, which we have coming up this year too. And then also, thanks to our friends at Ace Hardware, they brought in national paint expert Amy Howard. So she's going to be with us on a bunch of segments. Really, we got a lot of girl power this year, which is really cool. I know when you think of Sean and I, you don't think of girl power. But we brought in a lot.
Well, maybe
of,
I don't, but some I know. People
well,
might.
But that's just it. We brought in a lot, so we're trying to get more towards the Pinterest crowds and things like that with some of the projects too on an artistic side. So there's really something for every DIYer in our show.
We have Ryan Saul Zwiedel in the studio, host of Weekend Workbench on WGN TV and CLTV, and Sean Bueno, the expert handyman. Can I tell you how much I love Pinterest?
Oh, it's spectacular!
Getting ideas.
It is. And where else can you get ideas for, like, chicken fajitas and repairing a toilet or, you know, adding
sometimes
decorations
those
to your
go
bathroom.
Hand in hand, which is really ironic.
Yeah, so it
there.
Just depends on your mood. And I love the Pinterest 100, where you can kind of go there and see the different, top 100 projects and whatnot. it definitely is a great resource. And like you were saying earlier, you know, you've got 2.5 bathrooms in your house that you have to repair. And do you know how much money you're saving by doing it yourself? You know, and so all these resources.
Trying.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, there is definitely a time and a place to call in a professional. Anytime you're dealing with electrical, you know, of course, and certain plumbing projects, but definitely toilet repairs and whatnot. You're saving yourself a ton of cash. And it's actually kind of fun doing it as well.
Really is fun. And I mean, you know, I had to, the husband doesn't even want to do anything handy, which is fine. Bill's kind of like that too. And you know your limits. It's like, you know, my husband grew up when something was broken, his dad would call someone.
Oh, sure.
My grandfather was kind of handy. My brother was kind of handy. And I just like to try it. I like to get my hands dirty.
Yeah, and also, you know, we all, like I said, we do the DIY stuff. And when Sean comes in, but then we also try to do an artistic thing too, so to avoid you from going out to the big box store and having to buy new shelves. We're going to teach you how. I just did a segment 2 days ago where for less than $20, we created a whole shelves for a bathroom with scrap wood. Sean and I put together this year. It's going to come up on an episode with just some scrap wood. We built some flower boxes. Pallets are big. Last year we did with radio host Amy Guthier from WGN. We did a pallet bench. You can really do anything with pallets.
The alley is really the hipster lumberyard nowadays.
Yeah. But
Logan
I mean,
Square, people going around looking for pallets all the time.
What's old is new, man. What's old and what you can make new again and repurpose, that is a huge element to our show. It's just finding those things. We have one segment this year where we're going to take an old, really nice higher-end coffee table, but we turn it into like a bench for the end of the bed. We upholster it. Did that out at Megmaid. So, you know, just really cool projects that I wouldn't even think of being able to do, but excuse me, you can hear my cold. But lucky for me, I have some really creative producers. We have some really creative producers who are a lot smarter than me that pick out these projects. So it's really awesome. They really stepped up the game for season 4.
And what Ryan also said is avoiding the big box. Now, there is a time and a place where you're going to need to go to a large hardware store, a large lumber yard. But we have a partnership with Ace Hardware as well, where people are actually going in to your local independent hardware store where you actually have people that are there to help you. So, like, we have Pinterest, we have YouTube, and that's great. But sometimes it's nice to have that personal touch as well, where you can actually go in and say, hey, what size drill bit do I need, or what type of drill bit do I need to go into this type of tile? And you've got somebody there, and that's also the agenda of the show as well, just promoting that and using a real-life human as a resource as well.
Yeah, and that's so nice when you're working on a project and you bring, you know, the screw that just broke, you can bring it in to say, this is exactly what I need.
Yep.
Because I've learned so many times of not bringing that thing in and making 3 trips over there.
Always take pictures of everything that you do with your phone. Bring your phone into the hardware store. I've never been into an Ace or anywhere else where they just weren't willing to just jump and help you, you know? So these people are really knowledgeable. They'll come help you out with pretty much any project
you
have.
Keep your bodybuilding photos separate from
Photos?
Hardware questions.
Did I mix those up again?
That's so funny. Yes. Here, I'm working on this project. Oh, sorry. That's just me.
Whoa.
Don't I look buff?
Grandma, what? Sorry.
Stop it.
No.
All right. He is Ryan Salzwedel. He's the host of Weekend Workbench. New season starts this Sunday, 11 a.m. on WGN-TV.
Yes.
And CLTV, you can find it as well. Sean Bueno, the expert handyman. We're going to take a quick break and come back and do some home improvement myth busting here on 720 WGN. Wendy Snyder here. Bill Leff is taking the day off. We are talking to Ryan Salzwedel, the host of Weekend Workbench on WGN-TV and CLTV, and Sean Bueno, his expert handyman and crazy partner in crime. Can I call you that?
Wacky. We're very wacky. Now, speaking
say,
of
yeah.
wacky, the blooper reel came out today. I mean, everybody looks forward to the show on Sunday at 11 on WGN-TV. But the blooper reel is probably out on Facebook right now.
Blooper reel from episode 1 is on Facebook right now on our Facebook page. So you can check it out. It's pretty funny. You kind of see what happens. Sean is the star of this one.
I bet.
Yeah, of this one today. It was while we were filming, I think maybe it was the chalkboard wall episode we were doing. So a lot of things get said behind the scenes of a DIY home show. There's a lot of innuendo, things like that. There's a lot of grunting and stuff like that. So you guys will all enjoy, you know, check it out. It's pretty fun. Each week they release one too for all 13 episodes for each season. So it's pretty cool. It's just a little behind the scenes, so you can kind of see our personalities that sometimes don't always get to end up in the show when we're trying to instruct people. You know?
You're polished when the cameras are rolling.
You would like to think I'm polished. Yeah.
And we all want to see the Ryan that we saw last year, that we had a freshly painted bathtub. It was a DIY painted bathtub project. Freshly painted, and here comes Ryan stepping into the bathtub with his shoe.
That was a lot of fun. We're in a dirty warehouse, and then Sean let out a nice little word for me there when I ruined about an hour and a half.
Is this edited?
Yeah, it's edited. So yeah, but it was pretty funny though. But it was like, I mean, those are the kind of things though, like you don't think about when you're doing the DIY stuff. So it's nice, so you can kind of see that and go, okay, these guys make mistakes too.
Everybody does.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the point of it. It's that you know, you're going to do these projects, you're going to make mistakes. But have some fun with it while you're doing it, you know?
And we do like to interact on Facebook as well. So you can actually jump on our Facebook page, come up with new ideas for future projects or ask questions. We've just dealt with somebody last week that had questions about a home improvement project that they were trying to tackle, and we were able to help them out. And we actually had some other viewers kicking in their advice and whatnot. So it was actually a lot of fun. So we love interacting on Facebook. Bring it on. Check out our site and check out our page and hit us up and interact through the show even too. Yeah. That's kind of fun as well. So
social media has changed the way things work, hasn't it? For a good way.
Absolutely.
Most of the time.
Absolutely.
Unless you get
people. You know, if you get sick of all those political posts on Facebook, head over to our page and have some fun with the DIY stuff, man. That's the thing.
Except it's a time suck for me. I should be doing stuff, but no, I'm looking at all these ideas and projects I could be doing. And let me ask you a question. They have these things for appliances now where if you're not quite ready to upgrade and say you have black appliances, which were pretty popular, mm-hmm. but maybe you now have a black countertop. I'm not speaking from experience or anything, but you'd like maybe stainless steel. They make like a metal stainless steel contact type paper that you can put on your appliances. Does that really work?
I think I saw that on Shark Tank. I think a few years ago they had a group of people were coming up with prints and different things you can apply to your appliances. So here's my thoughts on that. You just kind of have to see what your cost of that is.
I would imagine it's not cheap, but it's like $70 to cover your refrigerator.
Yeah, I guess it depends if you want to live there or if you're trying to sell it. It's going to appeal to a seller, probably not, as opposed to if you got to live there and you're okay with it, then
My other issue with that is a lot of that decal type stuff is very difficult to apply the first time. So you may be in for $70 times two or three times before you actually get it perfect. So the quick answer is, yeah, it's in an inexpensive fix. It's not going to be perfect, but the cost of a new fridge nowadays is, you know, pretty expensive. So $70 is not going to put you back that much. And to get you through a year or two until you're ready to make a larger investment, why not? Go ahead.
All right. We didn't get to our myths.
Oh, go to Facebook and we'll chat later on about all these different myths.
The myth is that we had a list of myths.
Yeah.
That's the myth today.
But this was just our backup. I'm glad we were able to talk about the show.
We're just finally happy to be able to talk to you without Bill getting in the way. So this is we're just happy. We're getting to know Wendy today, and that's what we came here to do. So this is nice.
I will tell you, the last time you guys were on, I had taken the day off, and I was listening, and I was actually jealous I wasn't there because this is something I'm so into. Bill's into movie and TV.
Yeah,
and
when
I was like,
Pat the
Uber
critic is here, Bill's right on fire. Yeah,
right. You guys are friends. All right, give us a couple of myths. Like, you see this. I got a question about a bath fan. We have the kids' bathroom. When you have two teenagers and they take 45-minute showers.
Yes.
I know what you're doing in there, boys, but 45 minutes and there's no exhaust fan in there. It's like the paint on the ceiling is actually starting to come off. Yeah.
And eventually
is that because of the moisture?
That's because of the excess moisture. So you definitely need a bathroom fan for any situation like that. You need to get that moisture out of the room to protect the paint on the walls and ceilings. Sometimes in older homes or homes where it's difficult to get an exhaust system in there, there are different applications that you can put on the walls and ceilings, different types of paint that are moisture resistant or mold and mildew resistant. However, that being said, it's not mold or waterproof per se.
It just won't peel, but you could still get the mold.
Well, it will peel over time. I mean, anytime you have a situation where you have excess moisture in the room, that's really a bad thing. And over time, it will do damage to the materials, you know, in the bathroom.
What if you just open the window? Would that help?
It helps a
little
bit. It's
a Victorian house, so sometimes, you know.
It helps a little bit, but it does not replace moving that air out. So a bathroom fan actually moves that moisture out of the house, and that's really what you need to do. Opening up a window or cracking up a door might help a little bit, but it does not replace a bathroom fan. But in the meantime, before you get that fan up, go ahead and look at specialty paints. I like paints made by a company named Bin. And Zinsser. Okay. So go to their website, check out, what they have. They carry their products at Ace Hardware. So you can actually go into the store and talk to somebody. And there are actually, some products that'll help you with your situation until you're able to put a full blown exhaust system in.
All right. Some of these tips, we have to go over these myths. So we're going to take a break. We're going to do some news. Can you stick around and hit some of these myths when we come back after the news?
Sure.
He is Ryan Salzwedel, the host of Weekend Workbench Season 4 debuts this Sunday morning, 11 a.m. on WGN-TV. And Sean Bueno is with him as well, the expert handyman. We're back with Steve's News, 720 WGN. All right, Weekend Workbench starts a new season on WGN-TV this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. And in the studio with us right now, the host of it, Ryan Salzwedel, the expert handyman from that show, Sean Bueno. And we didn't talk about these home improvement myths, and I would now like to throw this over to you because, Sean, you just explained something to me that was pretty fascinating off the air. Water heaters, we usually get a water heater and don't think about it ever again.
Yeah, so now that little dial that's on most of our hot water heaters, it's going to say hotter, warmer, cooler, vacation. Okay, so you know where that dial is on your hot water heater if you have a standard hot water heater. So now as we get into the springtime, into summer, you're going to be able to turn that so it's a little cooler than it was in the winter time, okay? Because your water temperatures that are coming into the house are changing, so you don't need to keep that as high as it was. You don't need to spend that money of heating that water as hot as you were in the winter time because the water is a little bit warmer coming into the house. And you'll notice around June time, you'll get into the shower, turn on the hot water, and it's a lot hotter than it was. Yeah. It's a lot hotter quicker and than it was a couple of months ago. So around May or June, you can make that adjustment. It's very simple to do and save $25 or $50 or $10, whatever it is. You're going to save some energy, save a few bucks, and actually, you know, just go through a little less energy than you would to get that hot water where it needs to be comfortable.
Especially if you have an electric water heater. I have a gas one, so in the summer you don't really worry about your gas bill because it's non-existent.
Yeah.
But your electric bill goes up because of the AC. So if you can help a little bit by just turning that cooler.
Yes, yes. So try that out and see, and it'll be a little more comfortable as well.
So. Yeah, we also include that in the show, too, some seasonal tips and things like that. So Sean comes in. We do some winterizing. We got segments with pipes, you know, how to protect your pipes so you don't get that burst, you know, which can end up costing you thousands of dollars in damage, you know. So little things like we incorporate those into the show as well, too, really. I know Wendy's looking at me like, you guys have everything on that show. But yeah.
You do.
We do. I mean, that's just it. We try to, you know, touch all the bases that homeowners or condo owners or any, you know, renters, even some renters, that the people that they need to see things, you know. So anything from temporary projects for renters to, we're going to settle in this house for a while and we need to make it livable type of thing. So, yeah.
And that's what you do. I mean, a lot of times you settle and you have a to-do list and you're like, oh, God, what is most important? Like, we need a new roof. We definitely do because there are some leaks that are coming in. But just the other day, my 13-year-old son said, I can't wait to get my own place. And I said, well, it's a lot of work. And he said, that's why I'm going to start out with an apartment. So if something goes wrong, I can have the person who owns the apartment fix it.
Which is
smart thinking, because really, as the seasons change, there are little tiny things you can do to really prevent bigger problems later.
Yeah, and that's really great. You know, of course, the landlord or the building owner is going to be responsible for any like major repairs and whatnot. But what happens if you have an absentee landlord or owner and you've got a leaky sink, or you've got a situation in your house where, you know, it's just annoying, or you know, maybe it's something that you credit the landlord back for your rent if you do a little work in the apartment. Whatever it is, you want to understand, because he may not be in an apartment forever, and he's got to understand how the world works and how a house works, and that's, you know, what we're trying to do. And it's just like how you said, when you change the wax ring on your toilet, it's just a great feeling when you do it, and now you understand it, you know.
That is key to it. And just building up that confidence. And Ryan, I know when you first started Weekend Workbench, you wanted to be handy. You had done some things. But don't you get more confident every time you accomplish something?
I mean, yeah, a lot of times now, I mean, Sean has no problem, you know, handing me a nail gun or, you know.
How long did that take, Sean?
This season.
It took 3 seasons. Yeah.
No, but I mean, there was some, I mean, I missed some shots a couple times last year. Luckily, we had this huge mock-up upset, and there were a couple times I went through the drywall in the wrong place, or you know, there's things you have to constantly be aware of when you're working with power tools. Like I said, we just shot at a place called Great Lakes Yard on Tuesday with Megan Zopp. She's been with us for years too, so I guess Megan's been through us with us through the whole thing too. But we shot out there, and I have no problem now. I make a lot of the cuts on the saw now. I'm familiar with enough with them. I remember when we were shooting a little pilot.
You have your own miter box?
I do, yeah. But I remember when we were shooting the first, like a pilot episode, a sales pitch type episode, and they had me on the miter saw. And I was like, I had never used one of those before. And there's a reaction. They're like, we want you to jump back a little bit. I didn't have to act on that. I jumped back. When that thing kicked up, I was like, oh my God, I need these fingers. I need these hands. I can't do this. But now after, you know, we're almost wrapped up filming our fourth season, I have no problem getting on the saw, any type of saw, and just, you know, going to town on the wood and stuff like that, man. It's traits that you must have nowadays. You know, I just got a free education in 4 years
from some
of the best people.
I'm very jealous.
In Chicago. I know. So if I can someday incorporate that into my own home, someday I will. I swear I'll get off the couch and I'll do it. But, you know, I mean, I can do pretty much anything now. So it's awesome. I'm blessed to be able to do it.
Sean,
and here's the thing with the oh, – sorry to cut
I
you off.
I was just going
to
say, in case his –
did you just cut off Wendy?
If his cold doesn't get better, please keep me in mind if something happens to him for the future. That's
absolutely
all I was going to say, Sean.
So, you know, we're talking about tools and different power tools and intimidation and whatnot. But the thing is, I want you to remember is that, you know, some of these tools are a little more dangerous, you know, especially if you've never used them before. And some of them are expensive, so not everybody's going to have one in their toolbox and whatnot. But it's actually safer and quicker if you have the right tool. Like we were using the nail gun. We've done projects with screws and nails before without the nail gun, and you saw how long it took, and you saw, you know, it was a little more dangerous maybe because your fingers are in the way of the drill and whatnot. When you get the nail gun, although it is a little expensive and it is definitely more dangerous if you don't know what you're doing, in the end, once you do know how to use it, it is safer, it is quicker, and it's the right way to do it. So
yeah. Yeah, Sean taught me how to use a wet saw in season two, and this year I was doing a whole backsplash. Sean wasn't the expert on hand that day, so it's nice to be able to come into that situation then and just tell that
you were using a wet saw with someone else. Ryan.
Yeah, I know, right?
He's cheating on you.
I thought the wet saw was between us.
You could have
told
me off the air,
but no, I know, right? I'm able.
He knew you'd react better.
I'm sorry,
on the
this
air.
Is the first time.
There's
I'm finding
actual
out about
tears.
This,
there's actual tears coming
I don't know.
Down.
All right, you read about duct cleaning finally here. You know, it's advertised everywhere, and I know if you look, especially in our old house, if we pull up the vent, it's like, oh my God, is that where the little dog went we had a couple years ago?
Yeah, short story is there are a lot of scam artists out there, yes. And there are a lot of people that don't need duct cleaning. Now, there are some situations where there's a mold issue, or there's maybe a bug or pest issue where it's important to get the ductwork clean. Please do your research. Make sure you're hiring somebody reputable and make sure you need it done. There are a lot of people out there that go out and just blow air through the ducts that loosen up the dirt, but they don't get rid of it. And they'll charge you a lot of money to do that. So duct cleaning should be on a regular basis. That is a myth. Most people don't need it done. nearly as much as you would think.
Can't you just vacuum out the gunk in there?
Yes and no. As far as your
dangle
vacuum
the
will
hose
reach,
down
yeah,
in there.
That'll help a little bit. But in reality,
that's code.
You know,
I actually do that sometimes because we had an air conditioner problem and we realized we had something parked in front of the vent. Which is a no-no. We didn't know it was a bench parked in front of the vent. And then I looked at the vent that something was parked in front, and so much dust and debris was collected on there. So it made a huge difference as far as just the air conditioner and the air filtering through the house. So something simple as that you don't even think about. You know, last summer we're like, man, it is not getting cool in here. And that was the main problem right there, you know?
All right, quick break. And 312-981-7200. We have a couple of texts. We'll come back and ask these questions. Ryan Salzwedel, Sean Bueno. Weekend Workbench Season 4 kicks off this Sunday, 11 a.m. on Channel 9, WGN-TV. He is Ryan Salzwedel. See, the ball talk got me all messed up there, Ryan.
It usually does.
Weekend Workbench Season 4 debuts this Sunday, 11 a.m. WGN-TV. Sean Bueno, the expert handyman from that show, is with us right now. And just a quick question that some people have been texting and asking. When you have a project to be done, who do you call first? I mean, you know, I have talked about this loft that I have to get closed, and I've mentioned that a million times. There's a few other projects we need done, but where do you begin? Who do you call to start out with?
So there's a couple different projects. We'll group them in two different types. One is emergency projects, and one is like future plan them out projects. The emergency side, this is all in the maintenance side. You got to make sure that you develop relationships with your HVAC person, with a plumber, so that, you know, you have some regular maintenance done on your systems and you develop that relationship so you have that phone number in your cell phone where if there's an issue right away, you call them up, they know who you are, there's going to be better service, it's going to be more fair and honest talk, but you got to get that relationship done before there's an emergency so you're not just like scrambling on the internet looking for cold calling people trying to get somebody out to your house. Now, as far as larger scale projects, you want to, you know, it depends on the size of the project and the cost of the project, but it's always a good idea to start either with an architect or a designer or a general contractor. Okay. So there's going to be different things that you have to know. Do I need to pull a permit for this? Am I changing walls? Are there structure issues? One project that we talked about at your place was a loft. Okay. We want to put up a wall and a loft to make two separate spaces in the house. And one thing that I brought up is we want to make sure that the HVAC person comes out to make sure you're getting that right balance of cool air and hot air so it stays comfortable in the different seasons. And that's something that the average homeowner may not think of right away.
Would the designer or the general contractor bring that up if you call an architect?
In that case, it's not really the designer's call. It would be either an architect or your GC. And that would be the initial planning where somebody comes out and, hey, we're just going to talk about a project. I'm thinking about doing this. What's involved? What kind of budget am I looking for? So you really, your point of contact on that is a general contractor or an architect, as far as that goes. Because whenever you're planning a project, you want to know timing, you want to know budget, and you want to know about any surprises so you can minimize that stuff. And if you do minimize those surprises, the projects are a lot more fun.
And if you're friendly in your neighborhood like I am and you know your neighbors, a lot of times that's a good place to start.
Well,
like, hey, you just got your
kitchen.
That's
where, actually, funny story is that's where I met Sean for the first time. And we didn't realize it, though, was that he had done work on my neighbor's condo, like literally right across the hall. And we had met. And Sean's really good with like names and faces and things like that. So he kind of remembered it a couple years later. But yeah, totally. I mean, that's what you do. You go with recommendation. And then also, you know, a guy like Sean, who's a contractor, he always knows other people too that can help you out. So sometimes just give him a call. You know, maybe he's not always looking for the business. He's not always looking for, hey, I can do this. But he always knows a guy.
Or maybe it's not something you
want to do. Yeah, he always knows a guy that can kind of help you out.
And if you're really in trouble, go to your local independent hardware store.
Yep.
Once again, we're working with Ace on this. And we're doing exactly what regular people do. So you need somebody you can trust. You're not just wandering the streets looking for help. So you kind of go into your Ace Hardware and you say, hey, this is my issue. What's going on? Where do I start? That's a good resource as well.
And most people will give you some kind of an estimate, so you're not, because an architect obviously is going to charge you for their time, but you can ask questions and find someone to get an approximation so you know if it's even worth going
through
the trouble.
And that's a whole, I mean, we could talk for hours about that topic, but always talk about expectations and cost of services
up front.
Beforehand. Always up front. I mean, it sounds so obvious and simple.
It sounds so rude, though, too, when you're calling somebody to go, okay, so what is your fee? You just get that out in the open.
You get it out in the open, and then everybody's more comfortable.
Yeah, I was going to say, but everywhere else we go, we see the price on everything, you know, so
that's a
you know,
good point.
So it's one of those things, I guess you just got to be, you know, you just got to go for it. You
and
know?
A true professional will most likely introduce you to their pay scale or their, you know, their, what their fees are ahead of time, because nobody wants that bad feeling of getting a bill that wasn't expected, you know, beforehand and whatnot. So always good to talk about.
Because even if you love the work, but it's more than you expected, you don't love the work then.
That's
you know
right.
What yep. I mean?
That's right. Yep. Yeah.
A pleasure to talk to you gentlemen again. I'm sorry Bill Leff has missed you, but again, it's in Saul Zwedel's contract that he cannot be in here when Bill and Wendy are here at the same time.
Bill's just got too much machismo, or, you know, he's too, he's just,
that's funny,
you know,
in
it's,
itself.
Yeah, I know. It's just too, it's just, you can't, it's just two alpha males colliding when Bill and I are in the same room.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
No one but you thought that.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
All right. Weekend Workbench, season 4 debuts this Sunday at WGN TV at 11 a.m. Ryan Saul Zwedel, the host, and Sean Bueno, the expert handyman. Thank you so much for coming by. You guys are on Facebook, Pinterest, YouTube, everywhere, right?
We're everywhere. And the new show this Sunday at 11, WGN TV, it's going to be, it's probably the best show that we've put together. I mean, the whole team has been working very hard, and we're very proud of this upcoming episode and the upcoming season. A lot of surprises. Amy Howard, the pain expert. Tons of good
stuff.
Gotta
watch
it. Tons of good stuff.
It's going to be a good time.
Go to weekendworkbenchtv.com to find out where you can find everything. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
720 WGN, back with news. Steve Bertrand next.